175 years ago today, 49 African men and 4 children who had been sold into the slave trade revolted on board the schooner La Amistad. The ship ultimately made it to Connecticut, where today a nonprofit with a state-funded replica of the ship is struggling to carry on the story. WSHU's Craig LaMolt reports.
Hanifa Washington, executive director of the nonprofit Amistad America, Inc., stands aboard a replica of the schooner, which is now docked at its home wharf in New Haven, the city where the captives were jailed.
Teaching history and sailing for freedom, that's what we do.
But that mission has been complicated by financial troubles in recent years. The schooner was built at Mystic Seaport in 1999 with $2.5 million of state money. But the group overseeing the ship stopped filing its annual tax forms and wound up losing its nonprofit status. Washington says that's because they didn't have the $50,000 a year it costs to conduct the necessary audit of their operations. Last year, the state held back some of the $359,000 they give the Amistad every year to pay for an audit from 2009 to the present. The first 4 years of that audit is expected to be released in the next week or so. Again, here's Washington.
I can say that the audit shows no malfeasance. There are definitely corrective actions that they want us to take internally, but there's no mismanagement of money.
Kip Bergstrom is with Connecticut's Department of Community and Economic Development.
We need to get this organization to the point where it's strong enough financially with a combination of state money, earned revenue, and private contributions that it can really tell that story in a much more aggressive way than it's been able to tell it in the last 2 years. It's just absolutely critical that this story be told.
Bergstrom says that story is one of Connecticut's finest moments. The 19-month trial helped strengthen the abolitionist cause, and 35 surviving captives from the Amistad eventually headed home. Marking the anniversary of the revolt, a bell on the replica was rung in memory of the captives, as well as for victims of slavery today. The replica Amistad will be in and out of New Haven between now and October, visiting various ship festivals along the way, including one in Oyster Bay, Long Island. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.